State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show, DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Good morning, USA.
Hey, fam.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Monday. Back to the work week.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, Monday is here. I just actually got here from Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Shout to Chris Brown, 50 Cent, Trey Songz, Casanova, Dave East.
You didn't borrow no money, right?
Nah, I definitely didn't borrow
no money.
You
wasn't in the room with none of them young ladies that 50 had put on his Instagram, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm back here.
Why weren't you? Say it.
Black men don't cheat.
There you go. That's all.
Besides that, I did what I had to do. I had to go down there, DJ, then got right back on the plane and came right back here.
Like a good, wholesome black man should.
Absolutely. I had the option of broadcasting from Atlanta, but I said, no, I'm taking my ass back.
I watched that video 50 posted. I got anxiety. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Doesn't matter what time it was, I was bringing my ass back. They had probably one of the biggest pool parties I've ever seen in my life.
Why should you be there? Other than the DJ.
I was working. That's it.
That's
I was
all.
Working.
That's
I got
it.
In. I did my time. And then
that's it.
Take me to the airport, please.
Please. Let me get back to my
please,
wife.
Please.
When we were in San Antonio, they said that in the club, shout out to DJ Ultrasonic, he was like, I'm going to bring a bunch of girls up there. They said Envy was like, no, you're not.
You got all drop one of Clues Bob for DJ Envy. Black men don't cheat, goddammit.
But just having girls around doesn't mean you're cheating.
You don't have it in my section.
He doesn't need to have girls around. That's how a married man's supposed to
don't
move,
have
God
in my
damn it.
Section. He was like, hey, I'm going to bring some girls. No, you
that's
not.
Right. We know what that means. We know that type of talk.
You gonna wait till I leave.
We used to be those kind of guys. We know that kind of talk.
Girls in my section.
That's,
what?
That's grown man talk right there. Please.
I don't know what you talking about.
Don't bring no girls in my section.
I'm leaving at 2. You woo! Can bring up here at 2.
He said as soon as Envy woo! Left, he was like, all right, y'all, come on up.
Good.
That's what I like to hear, Envy. You just made my morning. I was feeling good before I walked in. Now you feel even better.
I ain't
better.
Playing with y'all.
Black men don't cheat,
keep them
damn it.
Away from me.
You out here living your life and letting your actions speak, goddamn.
Well, we'll see about that in rumor report this morning.
This girl came up to me and was like, hey, what's up? I said, hi. She said, oh, you're the one with the family and five kids.
You goddamn
yes,
right.
That's me.
That's right. You should have put the ring in her face.
That's me.
You should have took your hand I'm going and into put that section the ring over there. In her face.
You see that section over there where nobody's at? That's me. I'll stay over there.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Well, shout out to Brooklyn. Yesterday, I actually was one of the hosts at this party called Suede Fest. And it was on a golf course in Brooklyn, and it was amazing. It was a
golf course in Brooklyn.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
You sure they're not
actually, my high school is across the street from a
you
golf
sure
course.
You sure there's not bullet holes in the ground somewhere?
Absolutely not. My high school is across the street from a golf course. This one is across the street from Kings Plaza. The one is called Marine.
Oh, this one at Kings Plaza. Yeah,
it's right across the street from Kings Plaza.
I know that one.
Yeah, let me tell you, those people that were playing golf were very upset.
I can imagine. I had a pool party on a golf course.
It wasn't a pool party. It was a party. It was Suede Fest. It was like a nice Caribbean themed party. We had a great time. Shout out to Chasen and everybody out there. I felt bad for those people playing golf, though.
They really got golf in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is gone.
They got the Black Cowboys over there, too.
What did that mean?
They have they call themselves the Black Cowboys, a group of young men that ride horses up and down by the Bell Parkway.
Really?
Yeah.
Brooklyn's gone, bro.
We've always had golf courses in Brooklyn.
And they've always had the Black Cowboys.
I didn't know that. I've never heard not near rapper from Brooklyn rap about a golf course, ever. Never, ever. Not Biggie, not Jay, not Uncle Murda. I've never heard a rapper from Brooklyn rap about a golf course.
Yeah, those golf courses have been there forever.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about something unfortunate that happened in the Dominican Republic. And we'll tell you who was shot, but he's going to be okay.
Yeah, we got to build a wall around the DR. I'm sorry, but this has to stop. I've had enough of the DR.
You know, my friend, our friend of the room, she's in Dominican Republic.
She got all messed up. She was in a
she got
hospital.
Injured.
We FaceTimed from the hospital.
L'Oreal.
Yes.
No! Yeah. I didn't even put two and two together. Yeah. I thought about L'Oreal this weekend because I was in D.C. and I was like, yeah, and then they was like, she was in DR, but I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, tell them the story. You just don't give them that much.
She was sitting on a hammock.
And the hammock broke.
It broke. And
well, that don't have nothing to do with the DR. That means, Lord, never mind. That means you just had too much rice and beans while you was in the DR.
Well, apparently the rope was corroded and old.
All right. Okay. If you want to blame it on the rope, I don't know.
But she sprained her arm. She had to go to the hospital, get x-rays and
everything. L'Oreal. Get in the gym with wax immediately. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I can't with y'all.
All right, that don't sound right.
They're not going to make me cry, man. All right. Front page news when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Toronto leads the series, of course, 3-1. And right. Kevin Durant is listed as questionable.
Let's go, Golden State. I'm be honest with you, I'm not rooting for nobody. I mean, either way, a beige person wins, so I could care less.
Why'd you say Golden State then if you're not rooting for anybody?
Yeah, Toronto. I mean, because I do like dynasties. I like consistency, so I would like to see them get in a fourth ring. But, I mean, it would be cool to see Toronto win a ring as well. But he, like
their
I said,
first ever.
Yeah, right. Either way, a beige person wins, so I could care less.
All right, what else are you talking about, Yee?
First of all, rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. He has passed away at the age of 52.
Now, has he? Because people said he did, but then they turned around and said his family was saying that's not true. He was still fighting.
Well, I think overnight is when he did pass away.
Yeah, last night they said.
Yeah, so they did confirm that he died yesterday evening. He was surrounded by family at 9:35 p.m. In Houston. So they are planning a public memorial now. His son said his final words were, "I will love you forever."
Mm. Wow.
He had pancreatic cancer. So rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. That's right. There were some reports yesterday, but he was fighting for his life, and then he did pass away last night.
Drop on the clues bombs for Bushwick Bill. Dropping the clues bombs for Houston, damn it. Ghetto Boys for life. Okay, if you're from the South, the Ghetto Boys absolutely were the soundtrack to your life growing up. So salute to the Ghetto Boys, man.
Okay, and David Ortiz, a.k.a. Big Papi, was shot. He was in a club in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic.
Build a wall around the DR.
Around DR. Stop saying the DR. Because we say the Dominican, and then we say DR. He was ambushed by a man on a motorcycle. The man got off the motorcycle, shot him in the back at nearly point-blank range. They have video of it, if you haven't seen that.
How you shoot Big Papi in the Dominican Republic?
This is a hit. This ain't even a robbery.
So two other people were wounded, and they're not sure whether or not he was the intended target or why somebody would shoot David Ortiz. But he is doing fine now. He's out of surgery. He is stable. And they said he will be around for a long time.
I heard they beat the hell out of one of the suspects.
They definitely chased him down and held him for the police to come. They were not playing no games.
No, they beat him badly, as they should have. By the way, it's certain people in the community, when certain things happen to, that is what should happen to the person that did that to them. You know what I'm saying? If you do something to somebody that is really putting on for your city or putting on for your country and really empowering people, and somebody vile wants to do something like that, that should be the consequence.
Right, so they're waiting until that man who got beat down and held for the police to come, they're waiting for him to get out of surgery.
That's right. That's right, goddammit. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And Walmart, what they will do now, I don't know if you guys would want this to happen, but they're offering to do your deliveries and also deliver those groceries and put them away for you when you're not at home.
No, I don't want nobody in my house when I'm not
home.
Can
you imagine that?
I got a dog named Chuck Norris waiting for you.
Nah. It's called in-home delivery. So they'll let you return things also. But in certain cities now, they'll drop off your package inside your home, your garage, your car trunk. And then they'll go inside your house and put those groceries away.
And back in the day, you had to worry about the milkman and the pool guy. Now you got to worry about the Walmart delivery person stocking your groceries and your woman's pom-pom possibly. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a horrible night, or whatever it may be. Maybe you had a blessed weekend and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Duke.
Where you calling from, Duke?
Miami.
What's up? Get it off your chest, Duke.
Okay. Now, my thing is, I'm gonna try to make it as short as possible. I don't know what nobody else refers to themselves as. You know, you got studs or whatever they call it, stuff like, you know, in the LGBT. When we speak to females, a lot of times, the first thing they assume is, oh, yeah, she's trying to talk to me. Oh, yeah, she wants me. If I want you, I'm going to say I want you. I can't just speak to you without you assuming that I like you.
You can't just walk you can't just walk up to people and tell them you want them?
Why not? If I want you, I'm going to tell you I want you.
A man can't do that to a woman, so you should show the same kind of respect. How about talk to me like a regular person?
No. I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying in general. Like, if I'm holding a regular, that's my point. If I'm holding a regular conversation, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm attracted to you or I want to talk to you just because, you know, I'm gay. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
I can't just talk to you without you assuming.
No, I feel you on that. That's annoying.
Why everybody think you look so hungry and you want to eat everything and everybody?
Yeah, maybe they just think that I'm eatable. Just say that. Tell me you want me then next time instead of assuming I want to.
Okay.
Have a nice day, Miss Edible.
We met a very nice couple in San Antonio this weekend, two young ladies.
Yep. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. It's Cassandra. How are you?
Cassandra, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm calling to talk about the pathetic town of Hillside, New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
They are not opening their swimming pool this summer for their residents to go to So that means that their young people and their older, a lot of their older people go to that pool, won't have nowhere to swim. I don't know who's responsible, but somebody needs to take care of that. My nephew, Nasir Walton, shout out to him. He graduated from Clark University 2 weeks ago. His grandmother has been taking him to that pool for 22 years. Not only is she taking him, but she took her own kids, which means they've been going there for nearly 30 or 40 years. Now we got, the clear people, when they were in charge, no problem. Now the darkies, us darkies in charge, now it's a problem with the pool not being open. Damn. Somebody needs to open that pool.
Can black people call other black people darkies?
Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
They're dark.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my God.
The white people are clear.
Why do white people got to be clear?
Because they're clear.
That helps me in the airport.
Why don't we find out why the pool is closed? Maybe they're doing renovations. Maybe there's no money.
No. They said they're not opening it because they don't have the money to do the maintenance on the pool. Well, pathetic, Envy. You find out. Call them, please. Envy.
That's not
call
pathetic. That means that they need to get the money from the city.
Okay, then there you go. I didn't want to say it. You guys said
what you mean? That's common sense. They need to get the money from the city.
Cassandra, you need to raise hell about this.
I am. I'll be at the council meeting, but I just also want to vent because you guys give me the opportunity to do it,
I like the fact that you said that you're going to be at your city council meeting. You should be involved in stuff like that.
Hillside, New Jersey, y'all need to open up that pool.
I'm going to Trenton this morning because we're having a day of legislation.
There you go.
Why?
I like that, boy. I like the chat that you're involved.
All right, Cassandra.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See, I like that. She's not just calling up here complaining. She's actually involved. I like that.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is James calling from Charlotte.
James, what up? Get it off your chest.
704, what's happening?
Yeah, shout it out. Google is nasty, man. They tried to set up a photo book. You know how they'll set the Google Assist to try and get your pictures together?
Yes.
They tried to put together a photo book for Father's Day. They got my daughters and stuff. They got me. They got my lady. Then I'm going down looking at the photo book. They got a private picture, like, of my lady, like a private picture.
What?
So
Google
weird, man. How they even set that up like that?
So wait, the picture was out there like that, or they got it from off your...
They got it from my phone and was trying to set it up like a preview of a photo book that they created.
I never heard of that.
I see what you're saying. I've had something like that happen before. Listen, man, you got to understand that we're all being watched. We're all one big algorithm. They know exactly what we into. They know exactly what we doing. And if you don't move as such, you a goddamn fool.
Kia.
Yeah.
Hey, get it off your chest, mama.
I want to get it off my chest. I can't be so damn bad and they parents keep talking about they not. I can't stand when I get a bad kid that keeps stealing and stuff and the parents be like, oh, not my child.
You a teacher?
Your child.
You a teacher?
What?
You a teacher?
Nah, I'm an auntie and some of a friend and godmama.
Oh, got you. Okay. What do you call a bad child, though? Are they really bad, or are they just young and don't know no better?
Bad and wrong. Like, the wrong ones, oh, my God. The ones that don't know what to shout their mouth. They rap, they know early lyrics to early song, but don't know their schoolwork. Those ones I don't like.
That's why I salute Maggie Olson in Milwaukee. She's a superintendent because she found a way to make the schoolwork to, like, the latest records.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, these kids be singing, like, the latest records but be using, like, lesson plans as the lyrics. It's actually dope. And it makes the kids remember.
Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, I'm calling about the whole Robert Kelly case.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all know about that, right?
We've heard some things.
But I'm pretty sure none of y'all know about the National Manboy Love Association.
What's the National Manboy Love Association?
Oh, Charlamagne, you got a whole computer right in front of you. Go ahead and Google
it. I'm not going to Google that one, sir. You can tell. I'll take your word on it.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a National Manboy Love Association going on that's making pedophilia legal.
Oh, I've heard about that, but I haven't heard of the actual organization. But I have heard of people trying to say that they were born this way and they should have the same rights gay people have.
No. The National Manboy Love Association. meaning they're trying to legalize a relationship between a young boy and a grown adult.
Didn't I just say that?
Charlamagne just said that.
Didn't I just goddamn say that in another way?
You said it around, he said it that way.
Okay, so what's going on?
What do you want, bro?
It's just irritating because they letting this happen, but R. Kelly's getting persecuted for...
First of all, they're not letting that happen. The National Man Boy Association, that's when everybody, liberal and conservative, will stand their ground and be like, hell no, y'all don't deserve no goddamn right to be with no young person. That ain't never happened.
I don't know that anybody's letting that happen.
That's never happening.
That's still illegal.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Lawrence, man, you have a good one, man.
I'm going to call back next time, and I'm going to freestyle for y'all and get
started. Nah, we good.
All right.
Bless you, though. Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Let's talk about Tyler, the Creator, versus DJ Khaled. We'll tell you why it seems like these two are having some back and forth.
I'm so disappointed in Khaled.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Tyler, the Creator versus Khaled.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, let's talk about Tyler, the Creator, and DJ Khaled. Now, as you know, Tyler, the Creator's album came in at number one last week, and DJ Khaled's Father of a Side album debuted at number two on Billboard right after that. Still a great debut, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, let's discuss these comments that DJ Khaled made people felt were directed towards Tyler, the Creator.
I make albums so people can play it and you actually hear it. You know, driving your car, you hear another car playing it. You know, go to the barbershop, you hear them playing it. You know, turn the radio on and you hear them playing it. You know, it's playing everywhere. It's called great music. It's called albums that you actually hear the songs. Not no mysterious and you never hear it.
Khaled sounds so out of touch right there. He sounds like he don't know what the hell's going on. Well, these kids don't care about the radio.
Sources close to DJ Khaled said that he was not talking about Tyler, the Creator. He has no issues with him, and that comment was not directed at him at all.
So who are you talking about, Khaled? Who's the mysterious album that nobody's listening to?
Now,
that debuted at number one.
Academics posted a picture of Tyler, the Creator's album and DJ Khaled's album and said, which one do you like better? And Tyler, the Creator, left a comment, who the F listens to Tyler, the Creator? And then he posted, his Madison Square Garden show sold out. But for real, I never heard a Tyler song in my life.
Here's the thing.
He's joking around.
I love Khaled. I respect him because he came up from radio. But I think Khaled let the whole Snapchat phase go to his head. And I think that was a fad for the moment. And a lot of corporate people bought into it. And he made a lot of money, which is great, but I don't think he created that connection with people the way Tyler, the Creator has.
Yeah, my daughter loves Tyler, the Creator. She downloads his album. Mm-hmm. She listens to his music all the time. I couldn't tell you one song, but she loves it. She loves his music. She wanted to see him when he came recently. I think he came recently to New York.
He just sold out the Garden.
Yeah.
I think that show was coming up. And you're right, Tyler has like a cult-like following. Khaled had trendy fans who were with him when Snapchat was hot, but I think they've moved on. And I'm very disappointed in Khaled acting like this because Khaled gets every look possible. He gets all the radio play. He gets the SNLs. He hosts the award shows. It just shows that you can have all the industry friends and connects in the world, but if you don't have a connection with the people, it don't matter.
He sold pretty well, though.
But he can't blame anybody is what I'm saying. Like, he can't point the finger. He got every look possible.
All right, now Zab Judah, he had a fight on Friday night. He lost that fight to Cletus Seldon. It was an 11th round knockout loss. But unfortunately, he ended up having to check himself into the hospital after suffering bleeding on his brain.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
They said he is awake, he is communicating with his family and doctors and making progress. Beyond that, his family is requesting privacy at this time about his medical condition.
Yeah, that sucks. Zab hasn't fought in a long, long time. And then for him to get in the ring and for that to happen, oh my God.
He look in good shape. I seen him about a month ago. I seen him at the Barclays. I don't know why I was at the Barclays, but I was at the Barclays.
I saw him there too.
And he was like, yeah, I'm about to fight again. He was like, I'm back in fighting weight and condition and... I guess it just didn't work out, man. But pray for Zab, definitely.
Yes, prayers for Zab, dude. He comes to the juice bar all the time, too.
I wonder how you take that if you're a boxer, though. Because, like, you know, on one hand, you know that comes with the territory.
Correct.
But then on the other hand, you're like, is God trying to tell me something? Is God trying to tell me that I need to leave boxing alone for good now?
But he hasn't boxed in a long time.
That's what I'm saying. So you come back and you're like, damn, you know that could something like that could happen. But
correct.
You just finally just fall back and say, you know what, enough's enough now?
All right, yes. Now Lil Xan ended up pulling out a handgun on somebody, and this is all because that person was harassing him about the comments that he had made previously about Tupac being boring. Here's what happened.
Hey, look at this little bitch, homie. Do something then, dog.
What the f*** you want, bro? Hey, get the f*** out. Get out.
Look at little Zan pulling a gun right now.
So the guy was calling little Zan a little bitch and said he was harassing him about the comments about Tupac. And that's when little Zan pulled out his semi-automatic
handgun. That gotta be the worst. You know how bad that gotta be? You pull out a gun on somebody and the person don't run? He stays there taping you.
Same goddamn thing.
Somebody pulls out a gun and you don't
like what is on your mind that you still holding your phone saying, look at him with the gun. And you better run for you get shot. What's up with people, man? You gonna die over your smartphone? You gonna die over this little Instagram story little you posted? Out,
and the kid, Zan is pointing the gun at him.
Come on, man.
He just looking at him like, Zan, you ain't gonna shoot. Like, what?
I mean, he's right, but still.
Yeah, he was right.
I'm not taking no chances.
I'm not taking no chance.
If you ever vote, you can see the video
of
the gun.
By the way, anybody can shoot you, by the way.
And
I don't know when y'all gonna realize that.
Yeah, and a lot of times it'll be somebody that you definitely wouldn't anticipate.
Oh, it could be a mistake.
Would do something like
you
that.
You might not have mean to do it.
Little Zan posted the media is gonna try and twist what just happened at a gas station. I was about to be attacked and resorted to having to use self-defense. F all you old head-ass bitches still talking about that Tupac-ish. Live your own life and stop picking on the
kid. Yeah, leave people alone. I'm going to be honest with you. Can you imagine that? You get killed by Lil Xan because you ran up on Lil Xan over Tupac. Tupac ain't thinking about Lil Xan. All right? Like, what are y'all doing?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And that camera phone, that little phone that you got on your iPhone, man, that's going to get somebody in trouble.
Yep, that bullet wound ain't worth them likes, bro.
Not at all. All right, now we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Let's talk about When They See Us star Jarrell Jerome. He talks about his role and how it affected his own mental health.
I love his name, by the way.
And Linda Fairstein and why she wasn't involved in this movie project at all. She had some conditions that weren't met.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
At Simple Mobile, you'll get the no-contract advantage. You'll get nationwide coverage on a lightning-fast 4G LTE network, all without a contract. With no mystery fees, no activation fees, and no contract ever. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. See terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com. Yes. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast.
What's happening?
Just want to tell everybody, there's a restaurant in San Antonio called, can we say the name of the restaurant?
Dick's.
Called
That's Dick's. The name of the restaurant.
It's called Dick's, right?
It's at the Riverwalk.
And of course, Angela Yee wanted to eat at Dick's, right? And when we got there, tell them the story.
So I'm walking down the steps and the guy is outside, the host, and he's like, have you ever eaten here? And I said, no. He goes, just so you know, it's our job to insult you. That's what we do. Like, we insult people. So he was talking to these two women, and he was like, oh, yeah, y'all not good looking enough to come in here. Like he's just talking to
disrespectful,
them crazy.
Like crazy.
So Envy starts walking down the steps, and the guy's like, oh, are those chains aren't real? And I was like, okay. For a second.
Look at them fake-ass chains. They call me something, you fake-ass clue. Like, I was like... So now I'm like, all right, listen,
that is a good observation.
Shut up.
Can't be
so
mad at the man.
I was, for a second, I said, let me just see what happens, but then I also know Envy gets crazy.
So I was coming out and said, like, all right, let's do this. I'm ready. I'm hyped now. He's like, Envy, I just want to tell you that the name of the restaurant is called Dick's. It's their job to insult you. And then I was like, okay, let's go to another restaurant. I don't want to eat Dick's.
I don't know if he can handle it.
Oh, that's the point of the restaurant.
Yeah, yes. They insult you the whole time.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So he was like going back and forth, but you have to know, and people like insult you back.
That's dope. I'd love to be in an establishment
you would.
Like that.
Yeah. I mean, just from the name alone, you would love it.
But that's right. I like that type of stuff. That's funny.
I can see Charlamagne right now. Let's go to Dick's.
They had items on the menu like Krabby Balls and stuff like that.
All slander permitted. I'm with that. Let's go.
All right. Let's get in some front page news. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Toronto leads the series 3-1. Kevin Durant is listed as questionable.
Yeah, I just don't want to see the series end in 5. You know what I'm saying? And I do think that Golden State can push it to 7. We'll see. Either way, a beige person wins. If Toronto wins, you know, Drake wins. If Golden State wins, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry wins.
Well, they got a fight ahead of them because they're down 3-1. So let's see. Right.
They've come back from deficits like this before. They did it against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, it's still a challenge.
It's a challenge. LeBron and the Cavs did it to them. We'll see.
All right, now what else are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Jarrell Jerome, star of When They See Us. He played Corey Wise in the series, and he was talking to Complex about how difficult it was for him to just take on that role. He said, I was getting better at it over time, and then I started shooting all the solitary scenes. That kind of put me back to square one. But yeah, you take that work home. He said, if I wanted to think about what he went through in the prison cell, I went through the script, I went through the endless hours of media coverage where they're calling calling them animals and monsters. I went through the footage of his sitting behind that desk and lying to the police. All of that, that pain, that hurt is all there. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to take a toll on your mental health because it's emotionally draining for us just watching it.
Yeah,
so
imagine
him having
to
play
that.
Absolutely.
Now, Linda Fairstein, who was the prosecutor in that Central Park 5 case, just so you know, she did also lose her book publishing deal as well. They've kicked her to the curb. She wouldn't consult on When They See Us. And you know why? Her whole thing was, I would consult on this perhaps if they didn't talk to the five men who were the Central Park
Five. Really?
What kind of sense does that make? You still don't want these young men to tell their story. That's incredible that you still have the nerve to act like you didn't do anything wrong and that these young men are not victims.
That human jar of Hellman's mayonnaise wanted Ava to lie for her, and we all know Queen DuVernay wasn't going for that. Now her fragile white ego is hurt because her pale face privilege was denied.
Now Ava DuVernay told The Wrap, I promised them I would tell their story. I made a promise and I intended to keep it. We all did. It was an honor and a thrill to be able to right a wrong. A wrong was done here. We're at fancy panels and we're wearing pretty dresses, but this is a tragedy.
It
should not have happened. These boys were innocent and everything said they were innocent. To think that this happened then and to know that it's still happening is what got me up every morning.
Hey, salute to Reverend Al Sharpton too, because I saw Ava tweet that nobody wanted to hire Corey Wise, right? That's his name?
Yep.
Nobody wanted to hire Corey Wise when he came home. He couldn't get a job, and Reverend Al secretly, you know, quietly gave him some employment.
Really?
Yeah, so salute the Reverend Al for that.
Right.
Doing things, not seeking credit for it, just doing things because they're right.
And there was some brief commotion that broke out during D.C.'s Capitol Pride Parade after people were saying they thought there were gunshots, but city officials did say it was a false alarm. There were some minor injuries due to reports of a shooting, and they did end up having to shut that down, unfortunately.
When the hell was the Pride Parade?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I remember you were supposed to be in Philly.
There was one in LA. There was one in Philly. And shout to Trav. I met Trav's brother. You know, Trav's brother lives out in San Antonio. He actually
is. They're twins, right?
He's a DJ out there, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so I met him out there.
I was in D.C. this weekend. I was at the Can We Talk conference with Taraji P. Henson for her Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation. And she was raising money for African Americans who may not have the means to cover expenses for therapy. Mm. So salute to Taraji. I was in D.C. all weekend. That's why I asked when the parade was, because I ain't seen no parade.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, we're talking Jada Pinkett. Now, what are we talking from Jada Pinkett?
Well, on her Red Table Talk, they have a promo out now, and she's talking about betrayals that might not necessarily even be adultery. Here's what happened.
Everybody thinks that as soon as you find out there's an affair, you got to get a divorce.
I'm not of that persuasion,
right?
Because I think that there are many relational betrayals.
Yep.
Contempt,
yes,
and neglect,
yep,
and violence,
yep,
and indifference, and nobody tells people,
get a divorce. I so relate to that because, you know, I'm asked a lot about, is there infidelity in your relationship with Will? And it's like, no, but there have been other betrayals,
right,
of the heart that have been far bigger,
right, right,
than I could even think in regards to an infidelity situation. Mm.
All right,
and she's talking to renowned couples therapist Esther Perel.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Do you think there are bigger betrayals than infidelity?
Yeah, of course.
What are they?
Violence. You know what I'm saying? Putting your hands on your significant other.
Violence, absolutely.
Telling my personal business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you tell my personal business to, say, an enemy. You know what I mean? Or somebody that I don't really rock with, something that could probably be used against me. Yeah, I think it's a lot bigger betrayal than infidelity.
All right, 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot.
Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about Jada Pinkett and her Red Table Talk. Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, what were we talking about?
She was on with renowned couples therapist Esther Perel, and here's what she said.
Everybody thinks that as soon as you find out there's an affair, you got to get a divorce.
I am not of that persuasion, right? Because I think that there are many relational betrayals.
Yeah.
Contempt and neglect and violence and indifference, and nobody tells people
get
leave.
A divorce. I so relate to that because, you know, I'm asked a lot about, is there infidelity in your relationship with Will? And it's like, no, but there have been other betrayals of the heart that have been far bigger than I could even think in regards to an infidelity situation.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, do you think there are bigger betrayals than infidelity?
Of course it is. You know what I'm saying? Violence is definitely one of them. You put your hands on your significant other, I think that's worse than, you know, infidelity.
Or children, you and your children, absolutely.
And, you know, our mates are the closest people to us. They know our deepest, darkest secrets. They know our insecurities. So imagine spilling one of those secrets in front of people or poking at one of my insecurities in front of people. I feel like all of that might hurt worse than infidelity. Mm-hmm. Infidelity hurts, though. My God.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for people because for some people, that infidelity might be a whole other situation. Like, they might have kids outside of their marriage, a whole other family on the side, which are things that have happened, too. So for some people, that might be.
I think a punch in the face would hurt more than that,
a terrible betrayal.
Literally and figuratively.
Oh, even like you said, a child. Having a child is definitely something that would probably hurt than just.
That's under the infidelity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Infidel. But you can't tell people how to feel. Like, some people might feel like that is a huge betrayal, and I will get divorced from it. But I will say, yes, certain things like financial reasons are a number one reason that people get divorced. If somebody is hiding things from you financially, and I think that has to hurt as well.
Okay, let's go
trust,
to the
when that
lives.
Trust is broken.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This your boy, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
We're asking,
hey, good morning.
What do you think is a bigger betrayal than infidelity, bro?
I think incest is worse than betrayal.
Incest?
Oh, my God.
I wasn't even
Where you calling
that.
From again?
It's Gary. We'll convict the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that be an infidelity also?
Incest? With a your relative? With a child? No, that's worse, bro. That's way worse.
Okay, now you said with a child.
I mean,
that
he's got a point, though. That is a different level of infidelity.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, that's way worse.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's what I say. Having a baby is a different level of infidelity.
It definitely
I
is.
I guess,
a
yeah.
Family.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking, do you think there are bigger betrayals than infidelity?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
For me, it would be if my husband went out and not only started to sleep with someone else, but had a deep connection with that person.
Mm-hmm. Emotional connection.
Me, sex is sex. Yes, emotional betrayal. Sex is sex, which, no, that doesn't mean it's okay for him to go out and do it, but for me, it would be that emotional connection.
I got you.
Out there, I feel like my relationship was over.
Yeah, having a whole nother relationship, another whole nother connection with a woman. I get that.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Coupon.
Your name is Coupon?
Kieron.
Oh, Kieron.
Are you on a motorcycle?
No, I'm driving.
I thought he said, my name is Coupon. You want a count?
Yeah. You know what? Do you think there are bigger betrayals than infidelity?
Nah, I feel like it's on the same level. I feel like when you're cheating or you're beating someone,
they're not going to feel like, oh, I wouldn't feel so hurt if I wasn't getting beaten, or I wouldn't feel more hurt if he wasn't cheating on me. It's the same amount of hurt. It's the same level. There's no one is bigger than the other. You're doing wrong. They're still going to feel hurt.
Okay.
Right. Mental abuse is a huge betrayal, too.
Violence, any kind physical of physical abuse, mental violence, absolutely.
Well, 800-585-1051, we're talking Jada Pinkett Smith. She was on Red Table Talk talking about bigger betrayals and infidelities. What are they? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith was doing Red Table Talk, and she was talking about things bigger than infidelity. Let's listen.
Everybody thinks that as soon as you find out there's an affair, you got to get a divorce.
I am not of that persuasion, right? Because I think that there are many relational betrayals.
Yeah.
Contempt, yes. And neglect, yep. And violence,
yep.
And indifference, and nobody tells people
get
leave.
A divorce.
I so relate to that because, you know, I'm asked a lot about, is there infidelity in your relationship with Will? And it's like, no, but there've been other betrayals, right. Of the heart that have been far bigger, right. Right. Than I could even think in regards to an infidelity situation.
Yeah, I mean, I love these conversations because it makes me think. You know, at first I was just thinking violence, you know what I'm saying? Any type of abuse is worse than infidelity. Exposing deep, dark secrets, knowing your partner's insecurities and poking at those, that's worse than infidelity. But, you know, I was just looking at infidelity as one thing, but it's levels to the infidelity.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Emotional connections with another woman, having a child with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
I can see all of that being worse than just, you know, actually going out there and putting your penis in some other poom-poom.
And the therapist, Esther Perel, who's on the episode, says contempt, neglect, violence, and indifference, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And
mentally, physically abusive.
I have to say, Jada Pinkett Smith also said, I have to tell you, me cheating on someone was more devastating than me being cheated on. Not in her relationship with Will, but she's saying in general.
Really?
Yeah. So
did she explain more? I'd like to know what she meant by
that. You got to watch the episode.
It's not
you
got
to watch it. Yeah. But I can see that, because would you rather be the person that cheated or the person that got cheated on? When you cheat on somebody and then you have to ask and beg for forgiveness and explain yourself and feel that guilt.
Well, if you really as real as some people claim to be, if you cheat on, you know, your significant other, you're going to have guilt eat you alive, because mm-hmm. I'm not a good liar. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't lay down with, you know, the closest person to me and lie and act like I'm not cheating and I'm not doing dirt. I'm just not good at it. You know what I'm saying? So eventually I come clean anyway. So it's like, if you really are as real as you say you are, that guilt will kill you. The fact that you know you cheated on your significant other, that'll kill you by itself.
Michael.
Good morning, guys.
What's
hey,
up, Michael?
Good
morning. I love the show. It's been a long time for trying to get through. But I think I agree with Charles Main. I think lying is the worst. I think it's you know, because lying is just like other situations that are going on, and the cheating wasn't the problem. It was the lying that started it, so.
Yeah, man. I think anything that hurts your trust with your significant other. So that's what I mean when I say the deep, dark secrets and exposing your insecurities. Like, yo, you trust this person with these things. And for them to violate that hurts.
Crystal.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. What's a bigger betrayal than infidelity?
Somebody using you for your money or whatever else.
Your credit.
You're in a genuine loving relationship.
Somebody used you for money, mama?
Yes.
What happened?
Okay. Not really money, a green card.
He got that green card, and then you found out.
And then started acting like an ass.
What was he, Jamaican, Haitian?
Haitian.
I knew it. Had to be one of the two. I knew it had to be Jamaican and Haitian,
sorry,
God damn it. So I passed all my Haitians out here.
It's okay. No man in my life. New man, better man.
Was he a citizen?
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
So listen, what happens when you find out the person is you?
I didn't ask him all that yet. We just started.
Hey, what happens when you find out the person is using you for a green card? Can you go to the proper authorities and tell them that, yo, he tricked me?
No, I just gave him the boot.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I don't care where he goes. God will fix him.
She's like, I don't want to see him get out of here.
All right, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Rebecca Marie Garcia.
Hey, Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think there are bigger betrayals than infidelity?
I have a real big and only one betrayal.
What happened?
And that is assault. My ex-husband dislocated my jaw.
Ooh.
June 17th at 4:38 p.m., 2010. Now, before that, I left him for 10 months, 3 weeks, and 5 days, you know, because, again, he was a little verbal or whatever, and I can, you know, put that aside, but I said I got to leave to know and get Rebecca back. Well, when I went back after him begging me after 6 months, he dislocated my jaw. So
damn, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Okay, you get arrested. I get rid of my 380 because out of sight, out of mind. I have to remove this because what he did was something that was supposed to be taken down. He's supposed to be gone off this earth after that. You know what I mean? So again, you know, this was a decision I had to make, and it took long and strong, and I walked away from money, cars, everything, left the keys on the counter, walked out the $250,000 house, and went to Myrtle Beach. And 3 years later, I came back for the divorce. I had forgiven him at that point. Mm. So my thing is, I would rather him have had an affair, you understand, and do that than dislocate my jaw.
Right.
And that violates the trust we're talking about, because a man's job is to protect and provide. So if you don't feel safe around that man, you can't... Yeah, no security, no sense of security.
I'll never feel safe after that.
You called it right there. You called it right there because my thing was, I felt so safe with this man. I was with this man for 16 years. He never put his hands on me. So at that point, that's why those 3 years I'm saying to myself, my father passed away, my brother passed away, my godfather passed away. He knew that he was the only man in my life that I felt that would go and would be, make me safe. So what do I do? I believe in God, and He makes me safe.
That's right.
And that's why I was able to forgive that man. You know what I mean?
And you realize he can't really punch.
He can't. He can't really, because again, I'm just saying, the way hard as he hit me, I should have been out.
Exactly.
I was able to call the police. I was able to hold my jaw, and you know, then wait for them. And every time he tried to get out the garage, you know, you had to go through the laundry room to the garage, and he had to open the garage door. So every time he did that, I unlocked the laundry room and locked the garage, and then went back, locked the laundry room. And I did that like 4 times by the time the cops came. So again,
you made the right choice, Rebecca.
Well, thank you for calling,
that's
Rebecca,
right,
sharing your story.
All right, son, you have a great day.
Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is love yours, okay? Respect your vows, no betrayal on no level, emotional, mental, physical. Black men, don't cheat on your women, and don't cheat yourselves by betraying your queens.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about that Tyler Perry billboard, the woman Raquel Belle that put up a billboard to get Tyler Perry's attention, and it looks like it might have worked.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening?
Buenos dias.
Shout out to everybody that was out in San Antonio one more time. We appreciate you guys, 98.5, to be out there. Had a great time.
Yes, we gave away $10,000. And what's crazy is, shout out to Tony Martinez, who won that money, that big check.
Mm-hmm.
He had just gotten married the day before.
That's right.
So imagine you come out and you win $10,000. His wife wasn't feeling well. She was at home. He came by himself
and he won.
To the drawing and won.
Yeah, shout out to him. And also shout out to everybody. I was in Atlanta as well. They had a huge pool party. It was 50 Cent, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, Casanova, Dave East. Well, there's so many people there, man. It was a dope pool party. Shout out to everybody that came out to the pool party. Everything was safe. No violence, no problems. So it was a great, 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 great time. Shout out to everybody that came out to that.
Yes.
All right, now we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yeah, we're going to talk about this Tyler Perry billboard, that stunt that Raquel Belle, who's an actress, pulled. She put up this whole billboard trying to get his attention. Some people felt like it was inappropriate. Tyler Perry said, "This is not the way to get my attention if you're looking for a role in one of my shows." Well, now you'll find out what did happen. Also, we'll talk about who wants half of a $500 million fortune in this divorce.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk the $500 million divorce.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Robert De Niro and his estranged wife, Grace Hightower, are trying to work out their divorce. You know, they got married twice. The first time they were married was from 1997 to 99, and then they got married again in 2004. Now, he's worth $500 million, and she wants half of that money. She says that she should receive half of what he's earned since 2004 when the prenup was signed. And according to her attorney, De Niro's accumulated wealth of $300 million since 2004 that was generated from 35 different business ventures and 38 movies. So that's what she's trying to get.
She does know worth doesn't mean he actually has $500 million in liquid sitting around somewhere, right?
Well, she's saying the $300 million that he's accumulated since 2004, because you know he's one of the owners of Nobu.
And she's not trying to get cash. She's just trying
Nobu
to get
Hotel.
Part of those assets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she wants all his financial records, and she wants every piece of paper for his receipts, for meals on movie sets, wardrobe, payroll records, every employee at Nobu's records, credit for what they pay them, credit card charges, all of this that goes back 15 years. They have a 7-year-old daughter, and they've been also battling over custody, but they have not released any formal comment on the divorce. By the way, they said Robert De Niro and a developer are also buying a $73 million Astoria lot. And that's from piano manufacturer Steinway. They're going to build a massive film studio, and that's going to be in Astoria. Mm. So that should be pretty nice.
Yep.
All right. And congratulations to Ali Stroker. If you don't know who she is, she's the first actress in a wheelchair to win a Tony. She won last night during the 2019 Tony Awards. She won the Featured Actress in a Musical Award for her performance in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. So she performs in a wheelchair due to a spinal injury. And it was really amazing for a lot of people to see that happen from her fans. People were emotional. Some people were upset that there was a lack of handicap accessibility at the award show itself, so she had to sit backstage because she wouldn't be able to get on the stage because it's not wheelchair accessible.
I think she could actually sue for that, right? I think every building has to be wheelchair accessible.
But I also think that it's also if it's built after a certain time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Something like that.
I don't know who that young lady is, but congratulations to her.
All right. Now, let's talk about this Tyler Perry billboard. Raquel Bailey, we told you about the actress that put up a billboard to get Tyler Perry's attention. Mm-hmm. And he responded, this is not the way to get my attention. If you're looking for a role in one of my shows, please don't do this. Save your money. This is the third time that someone has done this. Please stop. To audition is free. Well, she was on TMZ Live, and she's getting a lot of attention. So I guess she got her $2,000 worth, right? And here's what she had to say.
This was my leap of faith. This was my choice. This was something I felt that I needed to do to stand out. I have auditioned for him, and I hadn't before. So yes, an audition is closer than what I had before.
Oh, really? Wait, since the billboard went up, you actually had an audition with Tyler Perry?
I did. I submitted my self-tape. The studio asked for me to do a self-tape, and I submitted it yesterday.
Well, here's the thing. This was her third time putting up a billboard. She got an audition with Tyler after the second one. She in the process of her waiting for her call back from her other audition, she put up the third billboard.
Mm. All right. Well, here's what else she had to say about whether or not she regrets it.
When I put up the billboard, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what was going to happen. And one thing you have to have being in this industry is thick skin. And so he didn't crush anything in me. In fact, he put some fire underneath me. So when I gave him that audition, I gave him my best and a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, listen, in a case like that, you shouldn't listen to the person. You should actually listen to the person whose attention you're trying to get. If Tyler is telling you a cheaper, more effective way to get his attention, you should listen, because you can't escape the process. You still got to go audition, and you still got to be good. A billboard is not going to get you a role.
Well, she was saying she didn't get an audition before, and now she did.
So what?
So she feels like it helped.
You congratulating her for getting all this attention, but okay, she got the audition, but what if she doesn't get the role? You still got to be good at the end of the day. You can't escape the process.
Yeah, but you still got to get in the door to even audition. So if she feels, she doesn't regret
once
it.
Once again.
She spent her money, she doesn't regret it.
And she shouldn't regret it, but once again, you should listen to the person whose attention you're trying to get. Tyler gave her a free game. Tyler told her, look, I know a cheaper, more effective way for you to get my attention. Just come and audition.
Well, Tyler is talking about. So it did get some attention.
Kinda work.
Oh, yeah, it did kind of work.
Y'all got to stop doing this, man. Stop rewarding people with attention. That's the problem.
Well, that's what Tyler did. Tyler should have said nothing.
Okay. I mean, he did.
So you, the guy that rolled up on 50 Cent with his mixtape, he got a lot of attention too. Was that the right thing to do?
If he's good, I mean,
Shut up, man.
I bet you people are going to his page now.
So you think that's worth it?
For me, no. But for him, I'm sure it was. I guess he thinks it was worth it.
You can't escape the process, people. You still have to go do audition, and you still got to be good at what it is that you do.
I don't think she was trying to escape the process. She was just trying to get an audition.
Definitely trying to jump.
She didn't think she was going to get the role.
She was trying to jump the line. She was definitely trying to jump the line.
Definitely trying to jump the line.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
What are you doing, Envy? Why are you moving all around the room with the microphone?
Nothing. Charlamagne.
Yes.
What's he doing?
Who are you giving that donkey to?
We need a young lady named Heather McDonald. She's an author of a book called Diversity is a Delusion, the Diversity Delusion. All right, she needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The
Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 10th goes to a woman named Heather McDonald. She is the author of a book called The Diversity Delusion: How Race and Gender Pandering Corrupt the University and Undermine Our Culture. Heather is one of these white people who are complaining about racism and discrimination towards white people. Now, these type of white people amaze me because they look the other way when discrimination happens to others, but when it comes to their own race, now they want to complain. First of all, white people could never be discriminated against simply because there is no system in place to discriminate against whiteness. All right, this country was built for whiteness by whiteness. There is no marginalization of white people in America. All right, it doesn't even matter what industry it is. Majority of the time, just being white gives you some type of advantage. Okay, we've seen it in black ass industries like hip hop for years. All right, it happens. So this notion that white people are being discriminated against is nonsense. But I'm all for listening to other people's views and opinions, even if I don't agree. So let's listen to what Heather McDonald had to say when she was on with Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
We're supposed to believe that whites are the source of all evil in society and that discrimination against whites is compatible with the constitutional ban on all discrimination. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court has basically embraced that in allowing racial discrimination in college admissions in the name of diversity. What's going on that's slightly different in New York City right now is the diversity rationale for racial discrimination, which now seems almost quaint in its white bread nature, is being replaced by something far more vicious and far more hating, which is the idea of toxic white culture.
See, this is the type of white fragility that prevents white people from confronting the BS of their ancestors. Are white people the source of all evil in society? The answer to that question doesn't start here in this current moment of time. The better question should be, have white people historically been the source of all evil in society? I can't think of too many things more evil than the transatlantic slave trade. I can't think of too many things more evil than the Jim Crow laws. I can't think of anything, you know, more evil than the genocide of Native Americans, not to mention every oppressive law ever passed in America was passed by old white men. 94 crime bill, which led to mass incarceration. And women, do you ever wonder why you have never had the same rights as your male counterparts? Well, white women look no further than your great-grandfathers, all right? That all sounds like toxic white culture to me. Do we need to talk about abortion bans? Okay, a bunch of old white men telling women what to do with their bodies. I'm just saying, all right? To act like toxic white culture doesn't exist is just foolish. Now, don't let any of what Heather McDonald said ruin your day, because if you ask Heather McDonald about white privilege, you will realize that when you hear her answer as to why white privilege can't possibly be the answer for everything, all right, then you'll realize she's really trolling for book sales. Let's go back to Tucker Carlson to hear why Heather McDonald thinks white privilege cannot be a thing.
The public has to stand up and fight against this myth of bias and say that there are behavioral differences that explain outcomes. If white privilege explained everything, please tell me how 7 out of 8 of the recent National Spelling Bee champions were Indian Americans. If skin color was the scourge of people of color, they would not be able to succeed. In fact, why did they succeed, Tucker? Because they studied their butts off. And that's what inner city kids have to start doing.
Can you just play the beginning again? Just the beginning part. I just want to play the beginning part again.
The public has to stand up and fight against this myth of bias and say that there are behavioral differences that explain outcomes. If white privilege explained everything, please tell me how 7 out of 8 of the recent National Spelling Bee champions were Indian Americans.
Okay, stop right there. The mayonnaise is heavy with that ass.
Oh,
goddammit.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
If white privilege explained everything, please tell me how 7 out of 8 of the recent National Spelling Bee champions were Indian Americans. That's like saying if white privilege were real, explain why 75% of NBA players are black. I don't know. Maybe because black people are just better at basketball. And in the case of these spelling bees, Indian Americans are just better spellers. Like, Heather, what the F are you talking about, all right? Never mind the fact that white privilege means you are less likely to be arrested, you are more likely to get into college, you are more likely to fit in and get called back for a job, you are less likely to be perceived as a thug. It's a number of reasons why white privilege is actually a thing, all right? And I'm not about to go back and forth with you about it. Please let Kathy Griffin handle my white work.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Jesus Christ, Heather McDonald.
Can people be that ignorant?
Did you snort?
Yes, he did.
People are funny, man. You gotta laugh at this kind of stuff. This is hilarious. This is hilarious to me.
All right. Up next, slander the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. You can slander the Breakfast Club if there's something that you don't like about me. Angela Yee or Charlamagne Tha God, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051.
And Envy, I just want to point out, people love that Shaft movie ad you've been doing. a lot of people on the Twitter timeline talking about how amazing it is.
Whoever wrote that script is kinky, but we're talking about
Slip.
Is
about your love of Shaft? I thought you
Do we have it? Do we have a clip?
You
Do
love Shaft.
A clip? Do we have a clip? I'm sure you got a clip somewhere up there. I know that you guys just have a clip. I'm sure. Play the clip. I'm knowing.
You know, it's three Shafts in this movie.
Okay. How much Shaft can you handle?
Hey.
That's it's
dropping the clues bomb for DJ.
I didn't write that.
Okay, Ron Burgundy.
The way it works a bit is they have commercials. You read the commercials. And
bro, well, that one was very effective.
You don't never have to ever explain your love of Shaft to me. All right, I understand. It's three Shafts.
Well, you
in this
understand
movie.
The love
it's three
of it,
Shafts
right?
in this movie, too, by the way, Envy. Mm. All right.
All right. Well, anyway, slam to the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. Hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club.
Keep the Breakfast Club humbled with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense. Holla, holla, no. Me, I'm on.
All right, it's time for Slander the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. If you want to slander the Breakfast Club, you can say anything you want to any one of us. Bobby, what's up, Bobby?
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Oh, this is Envy. What's up, Envy?
What's hey. Up, bro?
Okay, come to life.
Who else would it be, sir?
Oh, man, I didn't think I was getting through. No, I wanted to, it ain't really slander, but Charlamagne, I got to speak on it, man. Stop saying the word goddamn all the time, huh?
What you want me to say?
Just say damn. You got to put God in front of it.
What's wrong with God?
Ain't that saying the Lord's name in vain?
Man, I don't know. God know my heart.
My goodness. All right, thank you.
Say what Emmy said. Say goodness gracious.
Yeah, goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Steve. What's good?
Steve, who you want to slander?
Charlamagne.
Go ahead.
Yep, Charlamagne, you bozo, and you're racist as get off the man.
You think I'm racist?
Yeah.
That's why you didn't like it.
You can't curse, sir.
You can't curse.
Well,
now,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I do hate white supremacy and I hate racist bigots.
He hung up.
So,
hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay Rush, man, calling from Columbus, Ohio. What's up, DJ Envy? Good morning, Angela Yee, Charlamagne.
What's up, bro?
What's happening, my brother?
Hey, look, I don't know if this is slander, but I do want to complain about something. DJ Envy, sometimes people be calling in, speaking on topics that be at hand in the morning, and they be having, like, good reasons and conversations, and then you just cut them
off. Hold on one second, sir.
Don't do that after they're complaining about us.
He finna hang up.
Nah, go ahead, bro. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's that light skin stuff right there, man. Get off that and stop hanging up.
It's called beige rage.
That was an accident. Charles, good morning, Charles.
What's going on, Envy?
What's up, man? Guys, stand to the Breakfast Club, bro.
Yeah, I just got a question for you and Charlamagne.
Hmm?
I just want to know, like, y'all been saying a lot of suspect stuff this year.
What suspect?
What you mean?
Like, some really kind of down low stuff.
What
are you talking about?
I don't know, like you doing Envy doing you. I'm just
You've never heard any of us say anything like that.
There's nothing down low about
that. I've never said anything like that. Envy's never said anything like
I've
that.
I've never done Charlamagne. Charlamagne has never done me.
What's wrong
about?
With your ears?
I'm just saying it sounds worse when Envy said it too, like all the suspect stuff.
What suspect? What is suspect? What do you mean, gay?
Yeah.
Why we don't say gay stuff up here. What are you talking about?
You remember that clip Angela he made last year?
What clip?
About all the gay stuff y'all said in that one year?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a lot more this year.
Anything can be taken out of context and misconstrued.
Isn't it Pride Month?
Say it again?
It is Pride Month.
It's Pride Month, man.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, that was all. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Let's not get things misconstrued.
Sit your butt down before somebody pinches you.
Before somebody takes it. Goodness gracious. Spacey.
Yo, Envy, what up? I'm slandering Ye, right?
Why you want to slander Ye?
So they had this thing in Brooklyn called Sway Fest yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
So Angela Yee was supposed to be there according to the flyer. That's the only reason
I was there. She got pictures and everything there.
What time you left?
I got there at 6 o'clock.
Oh, no, I was there till like 9:30.
I left at about 9:15.
She got a job in the morning, bro.
Nah, me too. So I bought her a Lion King DVD from Walmart or whatever because she ain't never seen the movie. So I'm walking around with this DVD the whole day looking stupid.
Where were you? I was there. You know what? That event was big, though. It was on a golf course. I was in a cabana right next to the DJ booth.
Okay, because I was right next to Yandy at her booth. I was with Ray Holiday, Yandy.
Oh, yeah. I saw Yandy's mom was there. I was there.
Yes.
Why don't you just mail it up here, bro?
Nah, because she's not going to get it because people be stealing. So when the next time
people be stealing?
Damn, it is a shame. I'm never going to see The Lion King. I'm going to watch the one with Beyonce, though.
I wanted you to see the original one. You owe me $18 for this DVD if you don't get
the Now he's charging you $18.
So now you
want
to charge me for a gift that you bought me?
Listen, when next time you going to be at the Juice Bar so I can drop it off?
Probably not till next week because I'm going to be gone this week.
All right, so next week, when? No, because I don't want to, like, stand in front of the Juice Bar for a week.
Man, this ain't no slander, man.
Goodbye, man. Slander the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. If you want to slander the Breakfast Club, hit us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Be humble.
What's up, y'all? 800-585-1051. Good morning. It's time to slander the Breakfast Club. We got River on the line. River, who you want to slander?
Man, Charlamagne, I got some I want to talk to
you. Can't curse, though. You can't curse.
Let's talk, brother.
My bad.
Make it good.
My bad.
Make it good.
Look, man, you hate on too many white rappers. And I'm including Logic in this, even though he's biracial.
Okay.
You hate on too many white rappers. And just every time you go to topic about them, you just want to bring up, oh, they pasty white. Oh, they a damn bread roll.
They what?
A bread roll?
Mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to call everybody mayonnaise, don't you? All these white rappers, mayonnaise.
What white rappers do you like, sir?
I like all type of rappers. You know what I'm saying?
But what white rappers do you like? Do you like Post Malone?
Yeah, Post Malone cool on some songs, you know what I'm saying?
Do you like Logic?
We're not having a white rapper discussion this morning.
Logic inspired me in a whole bunch of music.
Well, congratulations. I don't.
You like G-Eazy?
What do you want from me? I like G-Eazy. G-Eazy dope. I like G-Eazy. G-Eazy hard. I like G-Eazy. I like G-Eazy and Machine Gun Kelly.
Then why are none of them ever coming on the show besides when they're in beef?
They've all been on the show before quite a few times.
Barely.
Well, have a good morning.
Barely.
That's all you got, man? I thought you had some good slander, man.
Chris.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Chris? Slander the Breakfast Club.
It's really just Angela Yee. Yo, Angela, this ain't a slander. This is a critique. I feel like your talking points are always limited to sex, relationships, and women. I want to see more diversity from you.
You must not listen.
No, I've been listening since 2011.
So you never heard me talk about the businesses I started? You never heard me talk about the homes I bought?
The real estate?
Yeah, you talk about the juice bar. Yeah, we know you.
And
got
my
the
pressed juice business I started, and the three houses I bought in Detroit, and the one I bought in Brooklyn.
But sex, women, and relationships are your main three. Now, Charlamagne, Envy, are you guys there?
Yes, we are.
Hey, shout out to y'all, and I just want to also say shout out to the Breakfast Club in general, because y'all posted my meme in y'all's story. I made a meme of Charlamagne, and y'all posted it in my story.
I'm going to delete it then.
What was the meme?
It was the one where I said nobody, and then Charlamagne the God says black men don't cheat.
Because we don't! And Wednesday is National Black Men Don't Cheat Day, okay?
So wait a second. Are you calling here and all you did was post a meme about relationships and cheating?
That's all he did.
All I know you for.
It is going to be a day on Wednesday where we celebrate monogamy and we celebrate being faithful to our partners.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
This is Esther. Oh, my gosh. I finally got through. Hi, everyone.
Good morning. Esther.
Esther, slander the Breakfast Club.
Okay, so I guess it's for DJ Envy. I don't know if you control the music all the way. But you guys really start playing more rappers. Like, okay, Cardi B is great and all, but there's other women out there who are rappers.
Yeah, Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, we play Meg Thee Stallion.
We don't. The Breakfast Club does not play Big Ol' Freak.
Well, the Breakfast Club plays
it in the mix.
We need to play Big Ol' Freak, and we need to be playing Simon Says by Meg Thee Stallion. I absolutely agree with you.
But okay, I
need to hear another name because Meg Thee Stallion already popping. Like, say someone else.
We play the City Girls. We play Act Up. We play City Girls.
Esther.
Okay.
I don't pick the music,
but
Esther.
I will say I agree. I would love to hear some more women rappers on here. I would love to hear some Cash Doll up here.
Exactly. And I don't mean like female rappers with a male feature. Like female rappers wholeheartedly.
You right. I agree.
That ain't on me. Don't blame me. Hello, who's this?
Envy.
Yeah, what's up, Envy? Yo, big fam. Yo, you know what? I'm so glad I got through. Can I call to talk about
Sure. You say he's a big fan, but he called. But go ahead.
I got a serious family matter, but I really want to talk to it behind the scenes there.
You want to talk to Yee?
Yeah, behind the scenes, though.
Okay, all right.
Man, I want y'all to know that slander the Breakfast Club was whacked this morning.
So we're going to slander you.
Y'all didn't bring no good slander at all.
No.
I thought it was weak all across the board.
We can try one more line. Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Nelson from Detroit.
That sounds like this is going to be good. Nelson, who do you want to slander?
I want to slander both of you guys. I don't want to slander you. She's an angel. But,
oh, thank you.
But Charlamagne and Envy, I want to slander you guys.
Talk to me.
You guys are pushing the homosexual narrative too hard.
What
and
are you talking?
I understand why you're doing it because I was in New York recently for the first time in my life. And you're doing this homosexual like facade to make it seem like you're innocent, but you run the street. I found out.
What you mean he run the street?
Like I run the streets.
I'm grabbing my pearls. What do you mean?
Charlamagne got his hands in. He's trying to act innocent, like oh no, he just you ain't fruity. You're just acting like that so that nobody, so everybody can know that you're not a straight G.
So straight what? Hold on, a straight what?
A straight gangster. I saw it firsthand.
Is he
free? There's nothing gangster about Charlamagne, sir.
Which one is he?
Yeah, all right. No, he got his hand. He's trying to act like it. That's what he's trying to act like. But I saw it.
What you saw?
What did you see?
So what happened to the dude that tried to put his hands on you, you know what I'm saying, on camera? I heard one of them was you know, I ain't going to say it out loud because I ain't no snitch.
That don't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with me, sir.
Well, I'm an angel. I'm out of this.
So wait a minute. Is Charlamagne fruity or not?
Charlamagne ain't fruity, man. It's an act. It's an act. I've seen it.
Why you acting, Charlamagne?
I am a married.
If your man was big like that in New York, I don't know what it's like in South Carolina.
Bro, what are you talking about? So stop making up stuff about me.
Charlamagne, you fruity,
please,
bro.
Stop making this stuff about
right.
me. I am a whole fruitcake out here.
Can y'all stop saying fruity and fruitcake, please?
I don't pick the music that play in the morning, but let's go back to Charlamagne being fruity. What does that mean?
Can y'all stop using that word?
The guy said, I'm just trying to get a definition.
I am a proud fruitcake, sir. And I'm a married man, okay? I am a law-abiding citizen, a businessman, okay?
But what kind
mental
of
health
do you like?
Advocate.
Bananas? All right?
Gangster. That's the last thing I want to
What
be.
Kind of fruit do you like?
I like peaches. Since you're asking. And grapes. You want to feed me some, huh?
And by the way, you can be a gangster and also be gay.
Shout out to Omar from the wire, baby.
Exactly.
Goodness.
But I'm not a gangster. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That's stupid.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes. And let's talk about this gangster we have in the room. He was talking about mental health crisis with Taraji P. Henson over the weekend.
My favorite subject.
We'll get into that next when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So yesterday, Oprah and the Central Park Five sat down and did an interview. And she also interviewed the cast and executive producers of When They See Us. And that full special Oprah Winfrey presents When They See Us Now will premiere June 12th at 10 p.m. on OWN and on Netflix.
Oh, it's premiering on National Black Men Don't Cheat Day. I'll definitely be tuned in for that.
Yes, so they are now the Exonerated Five.
Yes.
Is what this is being called. So make sure you guys check that out.
What is this day you speak of?
National Black Men Don't Cheat Day? It's this Wednesday. It's just a day, you know, where us faithful men will celebrate monogamy and celebrate being faithful to our partner.
So you guys are going to not cheat for one day?
That's not even what it's about. It's about a celebration of not cheating, period. It's a celebration of being faithful.
You should celebrate that all the time.
Oh, God. No doubt. Just like Mother's Day. Just like Valentine's Day. Everybody else can have a one-off holiday, but we can't. You see how they do it? You see how silly it is? Mm-hmm. Like, stop letting Satan use you, Angela Yee.
It's a shame that it's just such a rarity that you have a holiday for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to start feeling like that about Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and every other woman holiday. Woman's Day, every other thing.
All right. Now, Bushwick Bill, rest in peace to Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys. He has passed away at 52 years old. He had pancreatic cancer. And again, our condolences to his family.
Rest in peace, Bushwick Bill.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's talk about the premiere of the final season of Power. That's going to be at Madison Square Garden. The sixth and final season of Power will take place there, and there will also be some special guests on hand, as well as a performance. So make sure you guys check that out if you can. The reservations will not be available until July 9th if you guys want to go and watch with the whole cast and everything.
I'm sure you're DJing that, right? You're not DJing that?
I'm pretty sure that there's going to be a bunch of DJs, and I'm sure I'll probably be one of them.
You and Spin King. Salute to Spin King, my guy.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Spin King.
All right. Now, Jay-Z has invested $1 million, and that's in a black-owned vegan cookie business. So congratulations to him.
What's the name of the company? Because I had some vegan cookies the other day that was so good. I'm like, this can't be vegan.
Partake Foods. It's a black-owned startup company which emphasizes on making health-conscious food products free of the top 8 allergens in the United States.
I'm not sure if that was the company, but I had some chocolate chip vegan cookies. It was so good. I'm like, what is vegan? I don't know what's the vegan part.
No animal products. So that would mean that I guess there would be no eggs, no milk, and things like that in it.
Mm.
So no animal products. Mm. All right, now, Taraji P. Henson. Let's discuss her. She testified to Congress about the mental health crisis among black youth, and she was at Capitol Hill on Friday during the Congressional Black Caucus Task Force Forum on Suicide Among Black Youth and Mental Health. And here's what she had to say about that.
I am here out of necessity. I founded this foundation because there was a problem. My father passed away in 06. 2 years prior to that, my son's father was murdered here in Washington, D.C. That's trauma, not only for my son, but for myself. When it was time to look for someone who I felt I could trust and also my son could trust, it was like looking for a unicorn. I need the person sitting opposite from me when I go seek help to be culturally competent.
All right, she also goes on to talk about things that should happen in the school system.
I think we implement mental illness or mental health as education in school. It needs to be a subject, just like sex education was a physical education. We need to talk about it. I really don't know how to fix this problem. I just know that this suicide rate is rising. It breaks my heart to know that 5-year-old children are contemplating life and death. That one is tough for me. So I'm here to appeal to you because this is a national crisis.
Drop on the clues bombs with Taraji P. Henson, man. Taraji had a whole weekend in D.C., the Can We Talk benefit dinner and conference. I was there all weekend. I was there on Capitol Hill as well when she was speaking. The weekend was so fulfilling because you had all these beautiful black people coming together to elevate the conversation around mental health in our communities. And what Taraji did this weekend with her Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation was incredible. She was raising money for people who can't afford therapy. And I met so many dope black therapists and black psychiatrists and just people doing the work in this mental health space. So if y'all sick of me me talking about mental health, then prepare to hate me even more because I'm all in. And Taraji is really out here doing the work, and there is no doubt in my mind that this generation will be the generation to break all generational curses and pass on generational blessings. So salute to Tracy J. Jenkins and the whole Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, Taraji. Y'all did that, all right?
And I just also want to shout out Megan Thee Stallion. On Thursday afternoon, she did this Hattie Beach cleanup. And what she did was she had a whole bunch of people come out and help her pick up litter as part of a new initiative that she's doing. And what she's trying to do is make sure that we advocate for eco-friendly practices. So it's amazing that she's using her celebrity as well to make sure that she makes changes in the environment.
Listen, man, if you don't have a purpose that's bigger than you, then you don't really have a purpose.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
And again, shout out to everybody that was in San Antonio with us, man. San Antonio, we had such a good time. We appreciate everything. Shout out to our sister station out there, 98.5 The Beat. It was an amazing time. Yo Gotti performed. Lunez performed.
The Loonies?
The Loonies. Who else performed, Yee? I thought the Lunez.
You talking about I Got Five on it?
Yeah, yes. I Got Five on it.
What, you, as Loonies. Old as you is, you don't know why who the Loonies are? Lunez. I'm like, who the hell is Lunez?
I didn't know what he was talking. That means Monday in Spanish. Maybe it meant today is Lunez.
You know what I meant.
You be trying to sound so young, so no, bad, that you mispronounce the Loonies
always,
on purpose.
I always say the Loonies.
The Loonies.
Shout out to the Loonies. Shout out to the Loonies. They gave me some barbecue sauce, crazy. Too. Shout out to them.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what that was about.
They gave me CBD barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's probably good.
Shout out to them. All right, Revolt, we'll see you guys later. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Shout out to 98.5 The Beat, San Antonio. We had an amazing time out in San Antonio.
Yes.
San Antonio is a nice place, beautiful place. Hot, though.
It's 104 degrees.
Yeah, it was very hot, but very, very nice.
Did you see when Yo Gotti performed, somebody jumped on stage at the Beat Block Party?
I did see that.
And security just got him right up out of there. Yo Gotti didn't even blink.
I did see that.
Hey, well, salute to everybody.
Shout out the homie out there, too.
Salute to everybody in D.C., too, man. I was in D.C. all weekend for the Can We Talk conference and benefit dinner that Taraji P. Henson and the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation put together, man. All proceeds from the event. Well, not all proceeds, but proceeds from the event will support access to therapy for African Americans who may not have the means to cover expenses, man. We had a ball in D.C. this weekend. I was on Capitol Hill with Taraji Friday when she spoke to the CBC. And then Saturday, we had the dinner and the benefit concert. And, you know, it's crazy, man, because Morris Chestnut was there. And it's just always so wild because, like, whenever we're in the same place at the same time, we always get confused for each other.
I doubt
and
it.
Mad people was walking up to me saying, yo, Morris, Morris. And then I'm like, oh, no, it's Charlamagne. And Morris said the same thing was happening to him.
I didn't hear you. You was at Pride this weekend, you said?
Man, shut up. So it's just, you know, it's just kind of annoying to always get me and Morris Chestnut confused with each other. You know what I mean? And the fact that I didn't see him this weekend, but we was all in the same places, it just made it real confusing for people.
I heard Pride was popping out there.
And
man,
he had on a white blazer. I had on a black one. And I told him purposely, yo, make sure you wear a white blazer, because if I wear a black blazer, we're going to get mistaken for each other if we wear the same type blazer. But we had on different colors and still got mistaken for each other. So it happens. You know what I'm saying? Just please, it's annoying to always run up on me and confuse me for Morris Chestnut. And it's annoying for Morris to run up on him and confuse him for me all the time. Just please, stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you finished?
Okay. Excuse me.
All right. When we come back, positive note.
I don't like that. I feel like I'm in that meme that says nobody. Nobody at all. Then
Charlamagne. Everybody was quiet.
Stop saying I look like Morris Chestnut.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right, you got a positive note?
Yes, man. I just want to tell everybody that mistakes make you wiser, heartbreak makes you stronger, and wrong turns often take you to the right place. It all serves a purpose. Trust me, I believe in divine misdirection.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.